This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to sound kind of obvious, I'll grant you, but when you go to the hospital, you expect to get better, right? Truth is, hundreds of thousands of people every year get worse. Infections, pneumonia, sometimes the patient falls and breaks a hip. All of which is to say hospitals have come to realize lots of these problems are preventable, which is good for patients and sometimes great for a hospital's bottom line. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Nobody knows exactly how many people in the U.S. die from the mistakes hospitals make, but Peter Pronovost at Johns Hopkins Institute for Patient Safety says what we do know is pretty scary.
100,000 people die from infections each year that hospitals or healthcare organizations give them. 100,000 die from blood clots. 80 to 100,000 die from misdiagnosis.
Pronovost says not all of those deaths are preventable, but most are. And there's the thousands who die from miscommunication errors and the treatment mistakes.
You add all those up, you end up with the third leading cause of death.
Pronovost says only cancer and heart disease kill more Americans every year than what's known as preventable harm, basically errors that could be avoided.
The problem we have in medicine is that it's viewed as a craft in which each doctor does each thing his or her own way.
Paul Levy is a former hospital CEO and a patient safety expert. He says to really tackle the problem, doctors and nurses need systems, kind of like airplane pilots.
We expect the pilot to follow, without variation, a certain checklist for doing the standardized things that need to be done. For much of medicine, we need to do the same thing.
It's 9:30 in the morning at Holy Redeemer Hospital in suburban Philadelphia. Staff members here are dialing into the daily safety call.
Hi, this is Annette reporting for IC. I have two safety issues to report.
These check-ins are just one way Holy Redeemer is trying to standardize care to improve patient safety. Figuring out protocols is not easy. Take patient falls. Holy Redeemer has tried a little bit of everything. Non-slip socks, lowering bed heights, alarms that go off when a patient gets up, and Andrew Zindel.
The gentleman I'm sitting with today, every time he tries to get up, I think about worrying about him trying to get up and fall.
That's right. In the 21st century, sometimes the best way to make sure someone doesn't fall is to pay a nurse's aide like Zindel to just sit there. While developing new standards obviously takes time and money, hospital executives have found where there are standards to plug in, it's worth it. Dr. Ken Sand says his hospital, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, had drawn up blueprints for a new intensive care unit. At the same time, the hospital began new protocols on ventilators, like raising patients up and brushing their teeth, and cases of related pneumonia fell by 2,000.
We were able to scrap that plan and save the institution tens of millions of dollars.
Hospitals are under pressure to eliminate preventable errors. If they don't, insurers and the federal government will make hospitals pay for it. Healthcare executives agree saving money alone won't inspire doctors and nurses to do the hard work to improve patient safety. Holy Redeemer's chief safety officer, Karen Renson, says management must remind staff why they're there, to help, not harm. Renson herself gave a patient the wrong medicine 30 years ago.
I'll never forget the way it makes you feel. You want to die. The whole bottom of your stomach falls out. You feel like, I'm not going to be a nurse anymore. I'm giving this up. I got to figure out something else I want to do.
Renson says the reality is that as long as human beings are working on other human beings, mistakes will be made. But she says that doesn't mean there's no point in trying. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.